The third anniversary of the conflict in Syria has just passed. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is urging Russia and the United States to, quote, put a stop to this appalling conflict, end quote. In the last 3 years, over 5 million children have been affected by the war, doubling from just a year ago, according to UNICEF. Ted Shaban is the director of emergency programs with UNICEF. He's tasked with helping those children. He's visited the country and manages humanitarian aid to Syria and Syrian refugees. I asked Ted what the situation has been like for the children of Syria.
They've been visited by the worst forms of violence, violence against them physically, recruitment, attacks on schools and hospitals, denial of access, abduction. They've had a severe reduction in their access to services. While immunization rates were over 95% before the conflict, they're now down to 50%. 60% of schools and health facilities are destroyed or abandoned. One in five schools is destroyed, damaged, or being used to shelter displaced people. Before the conflict, children in Syria pretty much all went to school. Now 50% or 3 million Syrian children of school age are out of school. We've got children displaced both in and out of the country, 5.5 million children affected. A dramatic situation.
You know, UNICEF has dealt with these issues before in other countries. This is 3 years into the conflict now. How does this situation affect these children going forward, given that we're no closer to ending the conflict?
The only solution is a political solution. There is no military solution to the conflict. You have children who were toddlers when this started and now young boys. You have children who were young adolescents when this started. They're now adults. And what you have when you have a conflict that goes on for so long is a cumulative effect. First of all, a psychological effect on children. Children who should be at school, who should be playing, who should be safe in their families, are not in learning, are displaced, don't feel secure. And it is very important that there be activities and support to those children to get back to that sense of normalcy. The fact that they're out of school also means that, over time, with the difficulties with being out of school over time, means that you may lose out on a generation that is no longer able to keep up with its education. And finally, basic health diseases. Polio is back. It was no longer in the Middle East, and now we have over 25 cases in Syria because of the faltering of the health services. What UNICEF and its partners is doing about this is both working inside Syria and in neighboring countries to respond to the situation. Firstly, by focusing on life-saving activities, immunizing children against measles and polio. Second, by focusing on access to water and sanitation by children and their families. Over 10 million people inside Syria have had access to water and sanitation thanks to the support of UNICEF and partners. And then, very importantly, taking steps to avoid a lost generation. So focusing on education and psychosocial support to children. If you will, the play activities, the therapy activities that can take place where you can create child-friendly spaces, a safe environment for children to play, to be without other children, and get that sense of normalcy again, and give a bit of respite to their families where they can leave their children in a safe environment for a few hours. But whether that child is inside Syria, displaced or otherwise conflict-affected, or in neighboring countries as a refugee.
Edward Shaban is director of emergency programs with UNICEF. 5 million children plus affected. Are there pockets that UNICEF and the other agencies are not reaching?
There's many children that we reach inside Syria. There's about 1 million children in besieged areas and hard-to-reach areas that we're not reaching. And we call on the parties to the conflict to facilitate this access. We can sometimes reach this population, but we need to reach them regularly and without barriers to that access.
Is it safe for workers to go into these areas now? Because in the past, there wasn't some question about their safety.
When I've traveled in the region, I've been humbled by the courage of our colleagues on the ground. They're taking specifically those colleagues working inside Syria daily risks. In the case of UNICEF, we've got 90 staff there. They've been there throughout the last 3 years. We've never left. And they take risks every day to support children, to reach children. Obviously, we've got security procedures in place so that staff and colleagues are protected. But it is a dangerous situation, especially when we go into some of these besieged areas, when we work cross-line to try to reach children in as many locations as possible.
That's Ted Shaban. He's the Director of Emergency Programs with UNICEF. This week is the third anniversary of what started as an anti-government protest in Syria. It's now a civil war. With Marcy Summon, I'm Steve Scherr. This is The Record.